It's a warm Sunday night in October, and Braley campaign manager Jeff Geertz is busy putting the finishing touches on what he says is the largest fundraiser of the year, known as Bruce, Blues, and Barbecue, held at the UAW 838 headquarters in Waterloo. Geertz says the new district presents both challenges and opportunities.
Talking to people about who Bruce is and what he stands for has really helped us out this go-round. Bruce has been out there, aggressive, active, meeting new people in the new parts of the district, and I think that's made a big difference.
The newly drawn district adds several counties, including Lynn and Marshall, while Scott and Clinton were shifted to the second district. Ben Lang's campaign manager, Jason Flores, sees that as a distinct advantage because he says the power of incumbency is not a factor.
He hasn't represented the folks in Lynn County before, or down in Marshalltown, or even up along the Minnesota border. So not only are there areas that are new to him, where he has to introduce himself on a much more equal footing to what Ben's doing, but also the makeup of the district has changed. The district last time around was about an 8-point registration advantage for Democrats, kind of at the start of the campaign, and that's been reduced now to a 4-point advantage. So in a couple different ways, it's a much more favorable district for us to be running in.
And even if the landscape is unfamiliar, Ben Lang and Bruce Braley know each other well. It's almost as if the campaign has picked up right where it left off 2 years ago. During a debate on Iowa Public Radio earlier this month, the two sparred over estate taxes, Social Security, and the Farm Bill. Their biggest disagreement was over Medicare, with Lang saying health care should be voluntary, but he stopped short of endorsing a voucher system.
The cold, hard facts is $716 billion has been taken from Medicare. And you can spin it, you can cut it, you can put any type of political spin that my opponent wants to put on it. But when you take funding away from it, you are restricting access for senior citizens to their health care benefits.
Braley shot back, saying Lang was being untruthful about President Obama's Affordable Health Care Act.
It's a lie. Because what we did was we improved the solvency of Medicare by 8 years, something that a lot of people care about. And Ben has talked about his father being Medicare eligible. You would think his father would be pleased with the fact that Obamacare extended the solvency of the program by 8 years.
Lang has been running television ads criticizing current elected officials of being gutless and afraid to take on tough issues. Braley counters that by saying bipartisan bickering has held up much of the progress in Washington. And he points to a list of legislation where he, quote, reached across the aisle to get it passed. Voters will have a chance to see Bruce Braley and Ben Lang when they meet face-to-face tomorrow night in Dubuque. The final debate before the election will be broadcast on Iowa Public Television beginning at 7 o'clock. In Cedar Falls, I'm Pat Blank, Iowa Public Radio News.